what you put the front, put the clothes in.
Well, he uses, he used to make a rod, metal rod, run across and put curtains in front of it. I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Now, in fact, I've used it myself. Just a rod across maybe the corner of a bedroom, and you hang your clothes back there and then put this curtain up and push it back.
All right, if you didn't do that, if you, like, went to and buy a piece of furniture, have you ever seen anything that people used to buy? You remember anything people used to buy to put furniture in?
Yeah.
And use it like a closet?
Yeah.
What would they
call
it?
Well, they call shipper robes.
Yeah.
I've had one of them too.
We still got one. Papa's got one in his room.
I have one.
You got a name for the room at the top of the house, just up under the roof, like it, what would you call that kind of a room?
Upstairs.
Well, in an old house, though, it was almost up under the roof. Up under, you know, not a full size room, really, but just a small room.
Well,
maybe for people to sleep in.
Because
a lot of old houses used to have those real pointed
roofs.
Well, I'd usually call it a little, I guess I'd call it just a little attic room. I just wonder.
That'd be called attic because now people have attics in their house, and I imagine that little corner. I know what you're talking about. I guess the attic.
Yeah, okay. What do you call the room you cook in?
Kitchen.
Okay. And a little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods, if you ever had one. I know you've had one.
Pantry.
Okay. What do you call a lot of little worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Right.
Okay, and what would you call a room that's used to store odds and ends in?
Well, it'd just be a plunder room. Not a plunder port. Jesus, I know parts.
What would you be doing if you were sweeping the floor? You'd be what?
Sweeping up.
Okay, and all of those things that you do from the time you get up to that you go to bed as far as cleaning, what do you call those? What would you call what a woman does from the time she gets up early in the morning until maybe she sits down at night?
And she does a little of everything in the house, cooking and sweeping and mopping and washing and things like that. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be?
All right. All of her daily housework.
That's what that'd be, mopping and sweeping and dusting and cleaning.
What do you sweep with?
Broom.
Okay, and,
well, I got a bathroom too.
If the broom is in the corner and the door is, open, like if the, there was a door and it was, and the broom was behind, was in the corner, where would you say the broom was in relation to the door?
In the corner.
All right, but in relation to the door, where would it be?
Behind the door.
Okay. It used to be years ago, on Monday, women usually did their...
washing.
Okay. What do you call washing and ironing together? Doing the what?
Washing and ironing.
Okay.
Laundry, what do you mean?
How would you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Upstairs.
Okay. Would you say anything different for you if you were going from, if the stairs were on the inside and the outside, would you make any difference between what you would call them?
No, let's do these stairs.
Okay. What's built outside the door like, out there on the front of your house?
Porch.
Okay. You ever heard any other names for a porch?
Yeah.
What?
Veranda.
Okay, what? Is there any difference in a
veranda and a porch? Veranda and a porch, so we...